How high will interest rates get, and what do people think about it? Let's talk about it on Today in Mortgages. Hey, what's up, Dreammakers? Welcome back to the show. We're talking about what's real, what's hype, and what you should actually be paying attention to out there in the world of mortgage and real estate news. It is a special day today. Rare occurrence, but I got Rich in the studio with me today. Rich, welcome in.
Hey, glad to be here.
Awesome. Well, Rich is here doing some work for the network, and he graced me with his presence here in the studio, so we get to talk to him live and in person. And today, we are talking about consumer sentiment. Rich, people are not feeling good about a lot of things, inflation, economy, but it turns out they don't feel great about where interest rates are going with houses, right?
Yeah, yeah, so says this article.
That's right. The article we pulled today is from MarketWatch. They are pulling data from a New York Fed survey that is asking consumers how they feel about certain things and their outlook for the future. And it says Americans expect mortgage rates to rise to nearly 10% in the next 3 years. 10%. That's pretty high, Rich.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get to 10%.
Yeah, tell me why people are feeling this way.
I mean, I think they're just setting themselves up. Like,
right.
You know, you're not going to be disappointed if that's what you expected. I mean, it's clearly not slowing any role on home buying.
Right.
I mean, if we had a ton of inventory, we'd definitely be selling a ton more homes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously consumers are discouraged with interest rates all over the place, not just
right.
mortgage interest rates, which are definitely high. But I mean, our credit cards are at 29%. And why don't they go to 37%? There must be some regulations around there because they stop at 29. But they're just discouraged. And I think who knows what the questions were on the survey, right? Do you expect them to go to 8, 9, 10? They're like, oh, definitely 10.
Yeah.
So
that's the expectation. That's what people are thinking. So let's talk about the reality, Rich. Where do we think the reality actually falls here?
Well, we are where we are today, sure. which is 7.5% roughly. And we expect a rate cut at the end of the year from the feds, which hopefully comes down to the streets. But we don't need the Fed to move. As we saw last week, we don't need the Fed to move the Fed funds rate mm-hmm. in order to see better rates. We got better last week. And they did nothing but say a raise of the Fed interest rate is not likely. That made everybody feel good. So actually, bonds and mortgage-backed securities actually priced better.
Where would the Fed actually need to raise rates to for us to be at 10%? That would be several more rate increases over the next, you know, what, in 3 years to get to that 10% mortgage rate. On 30-year
yeah, that's not, it's, if it goes to 10% for any reason, it's not likely the Fed that's going to ride it up that high.
So Rich, that idea between what kind of consumers expect versus maybe what the reality on the ground is, there's some disconnect. That's kind of why we do the show, is to talk about what are people feeling versus what's reality, and to really break that down so that us as professionals can go out and talk about those realities with, you know, people that we're selling to, right?
Sure.
So, Rich, you mentioned this earlier that maybe people are just kind of expecting rates to be high so that they won't be disappointed. They're, you know,
yeah.
so disappointed by the economy over the last year or so. But, you know, it's our job as professionals to look at the facts, right? And also, you know, looking at consumer sentiment and saying, hey, if this is how you feel, then now would be the time, right?
Like, right. If you think it's going to be 10
right.
and it's 7.5 today, it's time to roll on something.
Exactly. If you are a consumer out there and you're kicking yourself for not buying when it was at 3, imagine how you'd feel not buying when it's at 7 when you think it's going to go to 10. We're not saying that's the reality. Now we're saying that's what's coming. But I think it's part of the conversation that we need to be having with people out there who maybe are not paying as much attention, don't know as much about all the factors that play into what mortgage interest rates are actually doing. So, Rich, how are we talking about this?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm happy to talk about this,
yeah.
right? Because interest rates are not 10.
Right.
You know, it's just the opposite of what we dealt with last year and the little bit of the year before, right?
Yeah.
They thought interest rates were supposed to be 3, but we were 6.
Right.
Here, we're 7.5, but they think it's 10.
Right.
So I'd much rather be today and be able to deliver on, no, we're not at 10%. We're only at 7.5%.
Only.
It feels better for us.
We become the heroes in that situation instead of the villains. So, yeah, I think this is important because we want to be able to communicate reality versus expectations. And so we've been having to do the opposite on that. And now we can look at this and say, hey, let's talk you back from this dread that you may be having about the market. And I think in general, I think America, we just need to kind of take a little bit of a chill pill. We're dreading everything right
yeah,
now. It's election
yeah.
season. Well, I mean, everything's bad.
It's just
news.
A lot of nonsense going on.
But, you know, some things are good out there. So we'll concentrate on those. But Rich, anything else you want to say about this today?
The article also talks about home price increases.
Yes.
So let's not overlook that. We've been saying this over and over, Michael, right? Mm-hmm. Got to act on something. So if you think the interest rates are going to go up, well, so are prices. So the article says, what, 5.1% over the next year increase in home prices. So that's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
And it'll continue. Maybe it's not 5% next year, but it's going to be 2.5 or 3. You know, so things are going to keep climbing. The only permanent thing about a home buying transaction is the purchase price. So negotiate the best purchase price and qualify on the rate that's available today.
Yeah.
Because you can refi. If rates do come down, you can always refinance. The good news about getting into 7.5% today is you won't have to deal with 10% later.
Yeah. Well, this is just more information. When you're talking to buyers out there, borrowers out there who really need to know the facts, really need to understand what the market's doing. And you can become the expert on that and really deliver that experience to them in a way that they can understand. And so that's how we're talking about this with our people. Rich, anything that you want to add to that about what we're communicating inside the network?
We just want better rates. We just want better rates. I don't know that I'm going to talk to my people about 10% interest rates very often. So
no, for sure.
I don't want to send them back into their holes they were in last year over these high interest rates. So we're just going to, you know, move forward. We've got great rates, great products, great down payment assistance, grants, bonds. There's a lot of ways a first-time home buyer can buy a house today.
Well, Rich, thanks for being here in the studio. I like to think that you came here just for me and just for our audience. So I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. Thanks, everybody out there, for watching, listening, wherever you are. We appreciate you as well. And we'll see you next time on Today in Mortgages. Today in Mortgages is produced by Network Funding LP, which is an equal housing lender, NMLS 2297. The content of this program is meant to be a commentary on mortgage and real estate news, and any discussion of rates and or products should not be taken as an individual mortgage or home buying advice or pricing estimates. And any commentary on this show should not be considered a promise to make a loan. All applicants for a loan must qualify, and you should consult a professional regarding your individual loan scenarios for your financial situation. Visit our website at nflp.com/licenses for all state licensing and other legal information.